Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinn, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, from the studios of 550 Cape Fire. Tomorrow in Watford City. Thursday, we'll be in Belfield, North Dakota. That's right, the home of MBI Energy. And we're going to be telling you about some of the great positions that are open right now at MBI Energy. You know, sometimes you follow the media and think, oh, there's no, the jobs are all going away. Yeah, they're not going away. My other favorite story yesterday, the Reuters story, I finally got around to reading it, talking about how the sky was falling as far as rents were concerned. Rent was going down like from, $2,700 to $2,300 for a two-bedroom apartment. What's a two-bedroom apartment cost in Bismarck, Todd? Fargo, probably $800,
I haven't looked since the 90s, but $500, $600
plus. Yeah, exactly. So it's rents are coming down a little bit, and that's because there's more supply, but it's certainly...
You knew that was going to happen sooner or later, right? I mean, that... No-brainer there.
Right. They'd come
it wasn't
going to
keep
supply.
Going up, my gosh.
No, there's more supply, but my point is it still is a pretty significant number. There's still a ton of activity going on. There's a ton of jobs up there. 1,800 jobs right now listed, and we're going to find out about a few of them on Thursday anyway. Looking forward to that on the program. Trooper Tom will be here in just a moment to take your calls, questions, and comments today on the program. We are brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we love finding out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. And Rita Fout, a concerned citizen from Beulah, would like to talk about what's not happening in the legislature. Tell us, Rita.
At the halfway point of the Legislative Assembly, what's on my mind is what's not happening at the legislature. We are not cutting state spending. With real concerns for budget shortfalls, the legislature seems reluctant to cut budgets, limit the growth of government, and rein in state spending. If there was ever a time for our Legislative Assembly to tread cautiously and not overspend, it's now. But our elected officials don't seem concerned with how the electorate will pay the bills that we and our children are currently being obligated for indefinitely. Why can't the legislature stop spending away our future as if state revenue is somehow unlimited?
Rita, good for you for engaging. We love it when there's concerned citizens out there, and Rita is one from Beulah. Find out what's on the minds of other farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org. That's NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, 8 past the hour, and it's time for Trooper Talk. There is no such thing as a dumb question. Any question, any comment, any suggestion, anything you're seeing out there that concerns you, then now's the time. Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, is with us today on What's on Your Mind. Trooper Tom, welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. Since you were on last, we... spent the better part of one day talking to listeners about a horrific accident up in Ray, North Dakota, that claimed the lives of three basketball players up there last week. And one of the things, in a fit of frustration, I guess, we asked was just, what do you do about it? Why is so much of this happening? What's going on? And, you know, a lot of really good suggestions from listeners, from slow down, drive to the conditions, and everything else. But a couple of ideas came up that I made note of that I said we would ask you about. And a lot of those suggestions about barriers. And specifically in this particular case, there was obviously, you had this vehicle traveling westbound went off the road into the ditch and then up into the other lane and collided with a truck. And some callers called and said, that happens so often. Why don't we put barriers? Somebody called them Jersey barriers between the lanes. And I don't know if that's a DOT question or a Highway Patrol question, but as someone that's been out there that sees these accidents, knows the causes, would something like that prevent a lot of collisions?
Potentially, it could be positive. I do not want to say that with certainty that it would be beneficial. Could it have prevented some of those collisions from happening? Well, yes, it could have. However, it could lead to other crashes. You wouldn't believe the amount of vehicles that go down into the ditch, down into the median throughout the wintertime, get stuck or able to drive back out. Now, if there's a barrier in between there, they're now going to collide with that barrier, and there could be extensive damage, injuries, or catastrophic consequences with that due to that barrier there. So we have to look at both sides of it. But I'm very cautious on commenting on it because it is truly a Department of Transportation issue. I'm not equipped, with the engineering concerns that go into that. But I do know that we need to look at all angles from it, and not just that if we put it in, it can prevent all crashes.
So percentage-wise, would you say it's much more frequent to have a vehicle go in a ditch that potentially could collide with whatever you would have in the way of a barrier, more so than someone going in the ditch, through the ditch rather than up to the other side? What's more frequent, I guess, is what I'm asking.
More frequent that a vehicle would go down into the median, come to a rest down there, or come back up on the proper side of where they were going. If they cross through the median and come up on the opposite lanes, that definitely can have some devastating consequences to it. But I don't know the number of times that happens. Granted, that there's been a few of these cases that have resulted in fatal collisions, and it's something that we do pay attention to. And I'm sure the DOT pays attention to it also.
Lieutenant Tom Iverson with us today on What's on Your Mind, Trooper Talk. Any questions or comments? Certainly welcome today, as always, at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-220-0550 on What's on Your Mind today. The other issue that came up specific on that particular conversation had to do with the sheer amount of trucks. A lot of people saying that the reason we hear about more fatal accidents in the oil patch is because percentage-wise there's just so many more trucks on the road. And I thought, gosh, really? I mean, if we were to do a truck count on, 94 through Bismarck, or a 24 and a 29 and 94 in Fargo, are we talking really more trucks? And I guess the argument is percentage-wise there's more. Do you believe that to be accurate, and do you is that a reason for why we hear about more accidents in the oil patch?
Percentage-wise, yes, there are more trucks operating out there throughout our state, not only in the Northwest region, but throughout the state as a whole. We are seeing and have seen a huge increase in the amount of commercial motor vehicles traveling up and down our roadway. However, With a few exceptions, of course, there's exceptions to everything. These are very well experienced drivers. They're trained, and for the most part, they take the job very seriously and are safe drivers. Like I mentioned, there are some exceptions. The majority of our fatal crashes are not due to that commercial motor vehicle. It's a passenger motor vehicle that led to this fatal collision. So there is a misconception out there that these semi trucks are dangerous to our traveling motor public and are leading to our fatal crashes, but that's not the case.
Kirby and Stanley for Lieutenant Tom Iverson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Trooper, for taking some of the heat off the truck drivers. I'm one myself. I'd like to throw out there the idea, and I said something about this the other day on this show about the paint that they stripe the roads with. They need to get some reflective painting. I know that does not help anything when the road's covered in snow and ice, but a lot of times at night, you just cannot see the stripes in the road, and I'm sitting up looking down at the road and I can't see it, and sometimes it's really, really hard to tell where the road is. And I would like to see North Dakota follow some other states' leads and use reflective paint the next time they stripe these roads.
Yep, very good idea. The Department of Transportation, they do an excellent job on keeping up our roadways. Their budget, I can't even guess what the amount that it is in their budget for road repairs. And they do take all things into consideration, any safety improvements that they can make to the roadways. They're very committed to safety.
Right. Well, thanks. I appreciate y'all.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kirby, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And you mentioned earlier, percentage-wise, there are more trucks in the oil patch. You mean the ratio. In other words, if we did an actual truck count, there might be more trucks in a Fargo or a Bismarck. But when you talk about percentage-wise, are you saying that there's just that many more trucks than cars than non-truck traffic in the patch? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I guess I wouldn't have any statistics to back that up. It'd be interesting to get a number count on that, but I wouldn't know offhand.
Yeah, but it makes sense, I guess, you know, that the percentage-wise, yep. It's a higher percentage of all the traffic, a higher percentage of trucks in the oil patch than in the metropolitan cities. Interesting take. More with Lieutenant Tom Iverson of Highway Patrol after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Hey, Scott Hannon here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Benjamin Netanyahu addressing a joint session of Congress underway right now, and he is walking through some of the stated threats to Israel by others. Just listen to this before we get back to Trooper Town here.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei spews the oldest hatred of anti-Semitism with the newest technology. He tweets that Israel must be annihilated. He tweets. You know, in Iran, there isn't exactly free internet. But he tweets in English that Israel must be destroyed. For those who believe that Iran threatens the Jewish state, but not the Jewish people, listen to Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, Iran's chief terrorist proxy. He said, if all the Jews gather in Israel, it will save us the trouble of chasing them down around the world. But Iran's regime is not merely a Jewish problem, any more than the Nazi regime was merely a Jewish problem. The 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis were but a fraction of the 60 million people killed in World War II. So too, Iran's regime poses a grave threat, not only to Israel, but also to the peace of the entire world. To understand just how dangerous Iran would be with nuclear weapons, we must fully understand the nature of the regime. The people of Iran are very talented people. They're heirs to one of the world's great civilizations. But in 1979, they were hijacked by religious zealots who imposed on them immediately a dark and brutal dictatorship.
So a great history lesson from Benjamin Netanyahu addressing a joint session of Congress today. The other, the big national, international story certainly happening as well. 22 past the hour. It's What's on Your Mind. We're continuing our conversation with Lieutenant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And John at Grand Forks has a question for the trooper. Go ahead, John. What's on your mind?
In a pursuit or a standoff situation that starts in the community and may not be on a state highway, but I've seen situations or heard where, you know, you got the local police, you got the county sheriffs, and the highway patrol gets involved. What's the criteria to, or how does that all work that, you know, everybody gets involved in the situation? When do you know it's your duty to do that? It's the best way I can ask that, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, typically, if there's a pursuit happening out in the rural area, it's going to be broadcasted through dispatch, through all available law enforcement agencies to assist. For the most part, we would utilize state radio. There's an emergency channel that can be tapped into by, you know, the police departments, the county sheriff's departments, that they may have their own dispatch that can then switch over to the state radio channel and can monitor the traffic and monitor the pursuit, see if it's coming to their area. You know, we need to be careful sometimes on the amount of vehicles that we do get involved in a pursuit. We would never want to have, you know, 15, 20 patrol cars chasing after a vehicle. Just doesn't serve a valuable purpose. However, we do want to make sure that we are providing assistance to an agency that may need our help, and we do monitor other counties and police departments' radio.
Okay, thank you.
John, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Ed in Minot, you're next for Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. So you got the texting and driving, it's bad the way it is, but what really bothers me is the people who have kids in their cars, you know, get them strapped in the back seat or wherever, and they're pretty much innocent victims of who's ever the driver of the vehicle. I think them people should be held more accountable than a regular, you know, texting person.
Yeah, that's an interesting take on it. Yep, you know, such as driving under the influence of alcohol has an enhanced penalty for a minor inside of the vehicle. So if you have a child in the vehicle, if you're arrested for DUI, it's an enhanced penalty. That's an interesting take for the texting and driving. I suppose you could apply it to, you know, any sort of violation, whether it's speeding or texting, driving erratically, that if there's a child in the vehicle, it should be an enhanced penalty. I'm not aware of any conversations to that effect, but The texting and driving campaigns that are out there are just getting stronger and stronger by the day. I'm not going to call it a rather new effort because texting and driving has been going on for quite some time. However, the anti-texting and driving is just gaining more and more momentum as we go on. And hopefully someday we look back on it and think that, man, wow, I can't believe that somebody would have ever thought to text and drive. I don't think we're there yet, but hopefully we get to that point to where it's almost a taboo subject.
Yeah, I'm really amazed. When you just look, I mean, Ed, obviously you've just observed this, so it sticks out with you, but if you just look around you, there's hardly anybody that doesn't have a phone in their hand while they're driving.
It's unbelievable. Completely unbelievable.
Yeah. Even at stop signs, you know. And, I mean, by the way, is that texting and driving? If you're at a stop sign and you're looking at your phone and texting, is that you have control of that vehicle?
It actually would be.
I'm guilty then.
Yep, it would be texting and driving at the stop sign.
Yeah, I appreciate your call.
Light.
Thank you.
Like the fifth car back at a stoplight. I mean, okay, a stop sign, yeah, you're supposed to stop, and when it's your turn, you go. You're at a stoplight.
You're that guy that is sitting at the green light face down in his phone and then five cars behind
him. No, the second car back, and I can see in my peripheral vision the red lights have gone out and have moved. Then I can put the phone down, then I can drive.
You have tell peripheral it to the judge. Vision that's better than everyone?
Tell it to the judge, John.
All right, here's stop. I'll
here's
stop.
John and John and Mandan for Trooper Tom. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I got a question. How come they took the yield signs off the on ramps on the interstates?
Yeah, you know, this question has come up a couple times. I am not aware. I have not done the research on when they were removed. I cannot remember when however many years it would be, maybe 10, 15 years ago, I suppose, by now that the yield signs have been removed. However, in North Dakota traffic law, it is the responsibility of the person that's merging onto that interstate that they need to yield. You can't just floor it and expect the lane to be open. You got to kind of monitor your speed a little bit and go on the interstate. I mean, it's almost common sense, but sometimes, you know, common sense also isn't real common, I guess.
I noticed in the Bismarck area that a lot of these people, they're coming off the off-ramps, and they don't really care. I'm coming, get the hell out of my way, is their attitude. How come there ain't, like, troopers sitting on them exits watching this stuff?
Hang on for your answer on the other side of the break, John, if you would. We're up against the break. Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol. More of your calls, 800-228-0550.
Want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with what's on your mind. Let Trooper Tom finish that answer on the question of watching the folks that are not yielding to oncoming traffic on the interstates in a moment here. We are also keeping an ear on the speech of Benjamin Netanyahu to a joint session of Congress that is, by the way, being very well received by members of Congress, and it looks to me both Republicans and Democrats warmly receiving a lot of what he has to say. Here's another little clip.
Iran's regime is as radical as ever. Its cries of death to America, that same America that it calls the Great Satan, as loud as ever. Now, this shouldn't be surprising, because the ideology of Iran's revolutionary regime is deeply rooted in militant Islam. And that's why this regime will always be an enemy of America. And don't be fooled. The battle between Iran and ISIS doesn't turn Iran into a friend of America. Iran and ISIS are competing for the crown of militant Islam. One calls itself the Islamic Republic. The other calls itself the Islamic State. Both want to impose a militant Islamic empire, first on the region and then on the entire world. They just disagree among themselves who will be the ruler of that empire. In this deadly game of thrones, there's no place for America or for Israel. No peace for Christians, Jews, or Muslims who don't share the Islamist medieval creed. No rights for women. No freedom for anyone. So when it comes to Iran and ISIS, the enemy of your enemy is your enemy.
Standing O on that one as we speak at the U.S. Capitol. 26 before the top of the hour, back with Lieutenant Tom Iverson and Trooper Talk today. So last caller before the break wanted a little more enforcement, I guess, on those failing to yield. Anything you want to say on that, Trooper Tom?
Well, I mean, it is an important violation that we do need to pay attention to out on the roadways. The problem with that is if we, you know, have a trooper station kind of at that intersection where vehicles are merging on, I can guarantee you 99.9% of the people are then going to behave themselves and drive appropriately. So it's difficult to do. We try to get in behind some vehicles, and then of course we're just paying attention to how they're merging on the traffic. But it doesn't work very well to just station a trooper there. We're not gonna come across many violations.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. In Mandan today, let's go Trent and Bismarck. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Trent.
Hello. Yeah, you guys are talking about, you know, texting is distracted driving. What about fiddling with your laptop?
Yep, absolutely. That's going to be something that's using any electronic device within your vehicle is pose a definite safety risk to all those that are out there. We all need to be careful with how we approach those situations.
Yeah, 'cause I see troopers and cops do it all the time. I mean, I drive for a living and I see it all the time.
Yep.
And
nope,
I'm just wondering how they can do that and nobody else can.
Yep. I guess I need to be careful how I answer this, because we do need to make sure that we are driving safely and leading by example out on the roadways. However, there are times where we do need to gather information from our computer. We have computer automated dispatch on in our vehicle, so many of our radio calls or many of our calls for service come through the radio, not through voice on the radio. They come through the computer is what I'm trying to say, not over the radio.
Okay,
so we need to...
some kind of audio warning. You know, hey, I'm getting some kind of deal here. I better pull over and check it out instead of doing it at a stoplight or whatever.
Yep, the most safe option is definitely to pull over, and we do encourage that, and we need to have our troopers paying attention to that and not typing on their computers while driving down the roadway.
I've seen it, and I've seen exactly what you described, and that's no big deal. I can do it. All right, that was my comment. I was just wondering why law enforcement is able to play on laptops and nobody else can do anything electronic.
Well, I think play is a strong word, Trent, though.
Right.
That's what Lieutenant Iverson is saying. When you're saying playing versus getting a message that is...
Better not be playing.
We're like to do a
right.
call. Yeah.
Hopefully we're not. Yeah. You know, I do appreciate the criticism on that. It's something that we do need to take seriously. And, you know, as these computers were installed in our cars years ago, we were warned that we cannot be typing on those while driving down the roadway. Now, granted, yeah, there are some times where you just need that quick information to look for a call, whether you're responding to a crash or something like that. There are those times, but for the most part, we need to pay attention to our driving.
By the way, for the caller last hour on the stop sign violations, I haven't forgotten about you. We're going to get to that. I'm just deferring to the callers that are waiting in queue. But we have a call that last hour that wanted us to ask you about something, and also an off-air call about it. So we're getting to it here on the stop signs. Hold tight. Ron and Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Trooper Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, say, I've been working up here in the Bakken, and this is kind of my first experience going into a roundabout, and once you get used to them, they're kind of handy. But I was wondering, if you're going to make a right hand turn or a left hand turn, do you have to signal?
Oh boy, you're testing my knowledge for roundabouts that I do not drive. If you're going to be making a right hand, yes, you're going to need to signal your intentions on turning.
Okay, all right. Sometimes most of the time I do signal, but I'm thinking, well, once you enter the roundabout, you can go right, you can go left, you can go straight, and I'm thinking, are these other drivers behind me? Are they seeing me signal? And they're thinking, oh, this guy, he didn't know what the heck's going on, but I guess you kind of cleared that up. It isn't really any big deal, but I was just kind of curious.
No, I would agree. Yeah, you should be using your signals in that point. You could also use the example of you're driving on interstate and you're kind of taking the off ramp, or you're in a turning lane, I should say. The only way you can go is to turn there, but you should still be using your signals to indicate your intent of turning there, even though you are in a turning lane. There's no other option, but you should still use your signals.
And you know what? They're hard to get used to, Ron. So practice makes perfect. Good luck to you, okay?
At least I didn't learn the hard way.
There you go. Exactly right. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Emailer wants to know how you distinguish between texting and dialing. Because it's
very good question. It's highly difficult to do. you would probably, an argument can be made when we're pulling a vehicle over. If we pull up beside somebody and they may not notice our patrol car there for some time because their face is buried in the phone, you know, you're using the two-fingered approach of typing in letters is a little bit more obvious than somebody dialing a number. So there's a little bit of discretion there and a little bit of education that needs to take place, but it is difficult to determine.
All right, and Jim sends an email. I see a lot of truckers who bounce on and off the rumble strips every few miles. I believe they're napping while driving. What is the fine for driving fatigued?
Well, if they're driving fatigued, they would be placed out of service. What the fine is on that, I'm not exactly sure offhand. But it is something that the motor carrier industry is heavily regulated, and fatigued driving is taken very seriously. And it's something that we need to remind people out there that if you are fatigued, you do need to pull over. And not to be proceeding down that roadway while you're sleepy.
It's Trooper Talk today on What's On Your Mind. AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, 550 K-Fire, The Mothership, The Voice of the Northern Plains, and Bismarck Mandan, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO, Tioga, Williston, Watford City, 800-228-0550 is the number. Bob in Grafton for Trooper Tom. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, as far as the difference between dialing and texting, I think hands-free law for cars like it is for commercial vehicles would pretty much help solve that problem. But a comment, a question, a comment to the other caller that called in there and was kind of getting after you about how come officers can be on their laptops and not. You know, first I would say that, you know, how many times do you see in the news officers cited for or getting in crashes or wrecks because they had their face or their texting or on the computer? Virtually never. Secondly, they're probably monitoring changing situations in a call or another call, monitoring the suspect movement and this and that. You don't want an officer pulling over every time he gets information on his laptop. He'll never be able to respond to the call in time. And then I guess, you know, my question would be completely off the subject, but concealed carry laws there, officer, what is it in regards to if you're a concealed carry permit holder? Are you allowed to or not allowed to carry a loaded firearm on your person in your vehicle when you have a concealed carry? And thank you for taking my call. I'll listen on the radio.
Very good. First of all, your comments on dealing with the laptop issue. I would agree with your comments. But, you know, I'm willing to fall on the sword a little bit and say that law enforcement, we do need to pay attention to our driving. So we're not excused from you know, following the law ourselves. But yeah, I would agree there are changing conditions throughout the call that kind of warrant looking down at your computer and checking on those. As far as concealed weapons permits that are out there, yes, you can carry inside your vehicle. If you have a concealed weapon permit, you're then allowed to carry it concealed in any fashion, I guess, within your vehicle. If you do not, it should be out of reach of your of where you're sitting inside the vehicle, or unloaded, case open on the front seat, so it's in plain view. But once you have your concealed weapons permit, it's okay to carry it concealed, whether it's, in your waistband or whatever inside the vehicle.
Appreciate the call from Grafton, North Dakota today. We'll take a short break, come back with our final segment, and we will get to the question of whether or not running stop signs is a problem. We had a caller earlier, last hour, that specifically talked about 285 and a lot of times where he's witnessing individuals not heeding to the stop signs and wanted more enforcement there and had a follow-up call on it. So we'll play that when we come back and welcome others as well on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Rita Fowd, a concerned citizen from Beulah, talks about what is not happening in the legislature. Rita, do tell.
At the halfway point of the Legislative Assembly, what's on my mind is what's not happening at the legislature. We are not cutting state spending. With real concerns for budget shortfalls, the legislature seems reluctant to cut budgets, limit the growth of government, and rein in state spending. If there was ever a time for our legislative assembly to tread cautiously and not overspend, it's now. But our elected officials don't seem concerned with how the electorate will pay the bills that we and our children are currently being obligated for indefinitely. Why can't the legislature stop spending away our future as if state revenue is somehow unlimited?
Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, let's get back to a couple of calls that came in during the break. This one on stop signs.
I got to agree with the guy talking about the stop sign running. That must be a statewide thing because Bismarck is absolutely terrible for it. I drive all the way through Bismarck from north end all the way to the south end every morning and every evening on the way home. And I would say most days I see 3 to 4 people running stoplights. On my way to work, I probably don't pay as much attention as at home. This morning coming in, I only saw one, which is a rarity. The light was red, and he made a left turn on red, and he had plenty of time to stop for it.
We had a similar call earlier saying it was a problem, 85, 200, this person driving for, and wanted more enforcement, saying, you know, why aren't they doing something about it? Because I see it all the time, and all they have to do is look for it to see it. Your response, Trooper Tom?
You know what? Intersection violations are a huge concern. It's one of our main priorities, emphasis areas for enforcement. However, one of the comments I want to make, and I do not want to be using this excuse all the time, but when we're out in that area, people tend to curb their bad driving behavior. So it is kind of difficult to enforce the law. Most people are going to stop at the stop sign if they see a patrol car anywhere in the vicinity. However, throughout 2014, I did run some stats. We wrote over 2,600 stop sign violations in 2014. That's statewide. The Northwest region wrote by far the largest amount. They wrote over 1,100, almost 1,200 citations for stop signs. And that's just stop signs. There's also a separate sentry code for disregarded stoplights, or traveling through a stoplight. And I do not have the numbers on that, but it is something that we do take seriously. We have increased enforcement efforts, and another thing that we do is aircraft patrols to where you may not see a patrol car near the area, and we'll have our aircraft up in the air monitoring those intersections and then can relay the troopers on the ground to go stop that vehicle. So we do take it seriously, and we need to keep our intersections safe. A lot of crashes do occur at intersections, so it's important.
We had a call off here. I don't have time to run the whole thing, but basically the gist of it was, and where's he from again here? Let's see here if I can remember. I want to at least remember where he's from.
Hey, Scott, this is Mike Nickerson. Say, I'll just leave a comment for a question for Trooper there. He probably agrees some people just shouldn't be out on the roads.
Yeah, this is Mike in Dickinson. He's basically talking about, you know, concern over elderly drivers and personally having in a family a situation where they're worried about an elderly driver, should they be driving or not, wanted your advice. Any advice from law enforcement perspective there, Highway Patrol?
That's a very difficult and delicate situation that each family needs to approach. You can suggest that they be put in for a retest, checking their eyes. Law enforcement can do that. We can suggest somebody to the driver's license division for a retest. But you need to have those conversations. There are programs out there. It is called, I'm just drawing a blank here, We Need to Talk is what it is called. And it's a program that is geared towards addressing family members of elderly and how to approach them, how to basically take the keys away from them. It's sometimes they can be very bitter about that. You're taking away their livelihood, but we need to pay attention to that, and making sure that they're safe out on the roadway. There's many times where I've been working evenings and we get a call of a vehicle driving the wrong way on interstate or the wrong way, maybe on Highway 83 in the Bismarck area. And it was kind of a, not necessarily a joke, but a longstanding kind of comment that it's maybe a 50-50 chance either somebody is drunk or a very elderly person. And typically that's what it was they just get a little mixed up, and we need to make sure that we're doing everything within our power as far as a family and taking away their keys.
All right, one real quick one here. Tyler Napoleon, I literally have about 10 seconds for your question. Shoot.
I was wondering about concealed weapons permit. What happens if we get pulled over and we got one in the vehicle? Are we supposed to tell you right away, or are you going to ask? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, very good question. It doesn't hurt to tell the officer. Probably the best bet is to let the officer know, hey, I got a concealed weapon. Not a big deal. You can just show him your permit, and it's typically not an issue. If there's any sort of threatening behavior there, then of course there is going to be an issue, but just let the officer know that you have a concealed weapon in the vehicle.
All right, Blaine and Minot, sorry we didn't get to you. Listen, we always appreciate the time of North Dakota Lieutenant Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol joining us on Trooper Talk here on What's On Your Mind. Have you back soon. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
And that's a wrap for the program today. We'll be live in Watford City, North Dakota. God's country, McKenzie County, tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. See you then. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can. At a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your product just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut. Pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.